House passes funding bill for DHS, sending to Trump's desk. The House passed by voice vote on April 30 a bill to fund the Department of Homeland Security except for Immigration and Customs Enforcement and Border Patrol. The bill goes to President Donald Trump's desk and will end a shutdown that began on February 14. Democrats wanted immigration enforcement reforms in exchange for funding ICE and Border Patrol following the deaths of two U.S. citizens in Minneapolis at the hands of immigration enforcement agents. These reforms include agents being maskless and carrying identification. Republicans will look to fund ICE and Border Patrol in a separate bill through a process called reconciliation that allows for bypassing the 60-vote filibuster threshold in the Senate that applies to most legislation. Calls to pass the legislation and secure its funding for presidential protection, which the Senate has already approved unanimously twice, have grown louder since Saturday's shooting at the White House Correspondents' Association dinner in Washington, where prosecutors say a man attempted to assassinate Trump. However, the continued inaction has sparked questions about whether House Speaker Mike Johnson and his Republican leadership team are at odds with the White House, an idea the Speaker strongly rejected. "We're not defying the White House. Everybody understands what we're doing. We're all one team. We're working together. I met with Leader Thune 2 hours ago. He knows exactly what we're doing," Johnson told reporters. "We understand the urgency of it." Still, conservative hardliners within the House GOP have withheld support, objecting to language in the bill that explicitly bars any of its funds from being used for the Trump administration's immigration crackdown. Earlier this week, the White House Office of Management and Budget warned that funding for the affected agencies could run out in May, which begins Friday. If that happens, the administration may be unable to fully pay Department of Homeland Security personnel, potentially disrupting air travel and weakening national security. Both the House and Senate are scheduled to leave Washington on Thursday for a one-week recess. Johnson had dismissed the bill as a joke just last month. However, by initiating the budget process, he opened the door for a broader bipartisan measure covering TSA agents and other Department of Homeland Security personnel. Late Wednesday, House Republicans passed a budget resolution in a near party-line vote of 215-211. The plan aims to allocate $70 billion for immigration enforcement and deportations through the remainder of Trump's presidency, which ends in January 2029, while also preventing Democrats from blocking the funding. After the vote, Johnson admitted he had previously criticized the bill but said the new approach, separating immigration enforcement funding into its own budget track, made it acceptable to him, allowing passage, with no controversial Democratic provisions. The White House has been pressing Congress to act, warning that stopgap funding used by Trump to temporarily pay TSA and other DHS workers through executive actions is running out. In a memo released Tuesday, the Office of Management and Budget cautioned that DHS could soon exhaust its critical operating funds, putting essential staff and operations at risk. Despite the funding concerns, most DHS employees have continued working, as they are classified as essential. Immigration enforcement personnel have largely been paid using roughly $170 billion approved by Congress last year as part of Trump's tax cuts legislation. Meanwhile, other workers, including TSA agents, have depended on executive measures to keep receiving paychecks. With payroll costs exceeding $1.6 billion every 2 weeks, DHS Secretary Mark Wayne Mullen recently warned that available funds are rapidly diminishing. Since the shutdown began, more than 1,000 TSA officers have resigned, according to Airlines for America, a U.S. airline industry group that urged Congress on Wednesday to fully fund the department. Reuters contributed to this report.